Good morning. Greet each one in the precious name of Jesus this morning. Very grateful to be here once again. To be in the house of the Lord with all y'all. Thank you for that singing. It was very encouraging. There's a song that we sung that 360 verse 2 there has a lot to do with what's on my heart, the burden that I have today. I just want to go ahead and read that verse. Lo, the hosts of evil round us scorn thy Christ, assail his ways. From the fears that long have bound us, free our hearts to faith and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. That's very true today. Where it says, from the fears that long have bound us. I know before I was converted, there are the fear that comes to you sometimes. You can't control it, and it's straight from the devil. And he can take you down a road you don't want to go with, just with fears. But what I want to talk today more about is worry and surrender to Christ. Something that I'm working on in my life. There's a weakness that I have from time to time where I don't allow myself to put it to the altar, where I can just hang on to something and continue to let it take me down, or maybe just ponder on it and think of it instead of just taking it to the altar and giving it to the Lord. Before I get started here, I want to open let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we bow before Thee, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we're thankful for this day that You've allowed us to be within. Father, thank You for the beautiful sunshine, the quiet, cool morning, Father, and the birds that sing. And Lord, thank You for all that You do and how You bless us each day. Lord, help us to recognize these blessings more, Father. Lord, I just pray that You would be here with us today, that Your Spirit could be amongst us, that it would work in our hearts and our lives, draw us to You, and help us, Lord, to grow in You, Father. I pray, Lord, for myself, Lord, here, Lord, and these words, a few words I have to share, Lord, and pray that You would give me strength and courage, Father, to share what's on my heart, Father. I just ask, Lord, that You would bless each one, Lord. Bless the remainder of the day. Bless Brother Moses as he comes to share, Father. Be with him. Strengthen him. Keep him, Father, in this way. Thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and mercy once again. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. So my opening verses that I want to take my text out of is out of Matthew 6, 25 to 34. It's very practical things that these verses are, and I think for myself, they're very, very plainly wrote out, maybe, and very clear, but sometimes I don't recognize or take the meaning to heart like I should. So I want to start reading in Matthew 6, 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking a thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what we shall eat, nor what we shall drink, nor wherewithal shall we be clothed. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought of the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Yes, like I said, what I want to talk a little bit about is worry. And I looked that word up, and it says to give way to anxiety or unease, allow one's mind to dwell in difficulty or troubles. And I believe that worry is not of God, and that it's something that the devil can use as one of his tools, maybe, to get us to meditate on something that's not upbuilding, or to meditate on things that we can't change, to allow us to maybe get discouraged or even frustrated. Jesus spoke very clearly here in Matthew that there's things that happen or things that are that we don't need to ponder on them. We need to be able to the blessings that we have today, recognize them and continue to go throughout our day without dwelling on things that may be coming up or things that we can't change at the time. I have a couple other Bible verses here, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, that maybe can go along with these verses. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's very easy for me to maybe come across a situation or to, you know, and I just take it upon my own shoulders, and I don't stop and pray about it like I should. And God's promises are very clear to us that if we give Him this burden, He'll take it from us, and we can go throughout the day with joy in our hearts, and that we can continue to climb instead of maybe plateau or go downhill. So I just want to encourage each one of y'all. I know that everybody's at a different place, and that this may not be like it is for some of you. But for me, sometimes I struggle with not giving it to the putting it on the altar. Am I trusting in the power of prayer? Can any of you add a single hour to your life by worrying? And I think that would go with the verse 27 there. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic to his stature? I don't understand that verse completely, but from the studying I did, that's what I came up with is, are we adding any time to our life by worrying? I also think of God's plan and how things come about with the four seasons. We have spring, summer, fall, and winter, and how it talks about the birds and how he takes care of the birds. They're not storing in barns, and they do build nests in the spring, but then the winter comes in and fall, and it takes it away, and next spring they do it all over again. But our Heavenly Father, he takes care of it. Another thing I wrote down here: am I basking in God's blessings today, or am I worried about the future days and decisions that will have to be made? We're a blessed people very much, and sometimes I think that we don't recognize how blessed we really truly are, and it's easy to. I just want to encourage each of us to recognize that we have the things that we have today. Things could be worse, and I'm grateful for what we have, but I want us to recognize the many blessings that are around us. I also think of this on verse 30 where it says, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field," the wrong one here, where it talks about the lilies. Consider the lilies for how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. These flowers that grow up in our fields, they're there. They don't really have a choice to say, but they don't spend a lot of time getting after each other about something. They're there, and they know that they're going to be gone. There's a time coming. That's it. They're going to fade away, and you know, next spring, Lord willing, there'll be another flower there. But I thought about that as our lives. The earth is not our home here. Our time can be so short, and I know that we can't really compare it to flowers, but yet again we can. Our time is but a moment here, and there we'll be here and then we'll be gone. What are we doing with our time here? What are we doing with being here? Are we striving to come together and to build up each other, or can it sometimes be a negative thing? And I'm not seeing that here at all, but it's a question for myself. I just think of these flowers and how they're there for the several months that they are, and then they're gone. And that's a lot like our lives sometimes, I think. We don't never know when the Lord calls us. Let's not add unnecessary evils to our day by letting the devil put fears and frettings in our minds. Verse 34 there where it says, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." I believe there's evil in the day, and I don't want to be one to put more there. And I believe that's what Jesus is saying there in that way. Can I take my burden to the altar and leave it there? I have a few verses also here in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If we stop and think about them verses, it can blow my mind to say, because for my thoughts are not your thoughts. We have our ideas and our thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, and so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts than your thoughts. And these are very encouraging verses for us today. I also got verses out of Jeremiah 17, 7 and 10. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. For her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Lord search the heart and try the reins, even to give any man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. I think about this tree, and I think about each one of us here in our lives and the opportunity that we have to be connected to the Lord as we can be established and rooted and grounded in Him. And we're like a tree by the river, where the water comes through and the roots are getting the moisture. And maybe around it, a ways away, it's dried up and them trees over there are dying. But this tree here, these trees by the river, have green buds on them. They have fruit. And you don't see it coming from the outside, but it's coming from inside out. I think of that, of our lives, and the opportunity that we have to have a relationship with God, our Father. The opportunity that we have to stand strong when the heat comes, that we don't fall. I just want to encourage each one. Be planted by the rivers of life. It also says our hearts are deceitful above all things. We can't allow our flesh, our heart will deceive us. God knows best for us. We want to listen to the Holy Spirit in all times. I want to read Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. We can't trust in our own fleshly heart. We want to search the Lord and bring it to Him. Bring it before the altar before we make decisions. I know for myself, I'm still growing in this, and I want you all to pray for me in this. That when times comes to make decisions or to even to talk, I have my weaknesses. I need to bring it to the Lord and maybe meditate on some scripture before I come before I say something or do something, it could, depending on decisions that I make, could hurt the ones around me or affect different my loved ones or things like that. And I want to be wise in them ways. I also have, in closing here, I want to read Psalms 103. This just blessed my heart as I meditated on the Psalm of David here. And I believe there's a lot of, I could say answers and encouraging verses in this Psalm. And I think if we would read this Psalm daily, it could change our attitudes or change who we are. And I want to do more of that. And I just want to read this Psalm here. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He make known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, and as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, and exalt in strength, and do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of His, and do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I just want to wish the Lord's blessing on each one of y'all today. And there's a song that I have on my heart. We don't have to sing it, but if we have an opportunity, I guess, if it's appropriate to sing, I'd like to sing 930.